as hell.
Yes. Krogsgrad brought up about WP Engine giving away their trial accounts at WordCamps, which is that's what I used to play with.
Sure. Yeah, I know you use one, and it's
their credit link. But in their case, I definitely you get what you get. It's not open source. It's, you know, it's you're using something they're giving you for free. So either use it or don't.
Right.
But it is ugly. It's just like giant blue unsiled text that says best WordPress hosting.
Right. I agree. I wish it fit better into sites. I mean, if it was always the same style or something.
Even if it was the same style, if it said something about, you know, WordPress hosting by WP Engine, that makes a little more sense than, you know, looks like you've been hacked.
Actually, it really does.
I wish they actually made it my default header image. That's what I wish.
Their logo.
Yeah, just probably made by WP Engine or hosted by WP Engine.
But if it's
and I could never change it.
Well, maybe it's just they don't want you to really use it long term. It really is supposed to be okay. Here's WP Engine. Here's what you can do with it. You know, either buy it and use it, or go screw yourself.
Wow.
I'll take the second option.
I'm sure
I prefer to go screw myself, Jones.
So let me run down. I didn't do a great job keeping track. We talked about WP App Store, Theme Thrift, Jake's editorial, Weaver theme options, notifications in the dashboard, and credit links. Anything that I missed? I think I got everything off of the...
Did you catch updates? I wasn't listening really well.
Yeah, but I don't think there's anything to really link to.
No.
Okay, cool.
Quick question before next time.
Yeah.
So, like, a couple of themes I've seen... 2011 and even the theme Jake put up a couple weeks ago, the first one he put up on Theme Thrift. On the back end, it has under appearance, it says, you know, menus or not menus, header, background. Is that a WordPress core function that they're hooking into, or is that just they've styled it up to look really good?
Oh, you mean the notification that pops up at the top?
No, just like, no. There's always themes, widgets, menus. Now there's background and header as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious if that's a WordPress function or if they've just styled up their functions to look really good, like WordPress.
No, the background sort of options control and the header options control are both sort of standard theme options introduced by 2010. So if a theme takes advantage of that, it just kind of adds them there and works the same sort of way. So is that answering your question or did I miss it again?
Right. So it is a core function, or they've kind of just ripped off that code from 2010?
No. It's a core. It's add support for custom background or add support for custom header.
Okay.
That's
really slick. Because what I was going to get into is I had a conversation with Phil Pels about kind of how to change some things about the way the homepage works on his site. And it definitely was like, you know, I'm under appearance, I'm fiddling around, but where's my theme options? Oh, it's in another place you have to go. Well, why do I have to go there? And it's like, okay, how much of this do I explain?
Sure. So. Well, I mean, when it's questions about why do I go there, it's like, well, you just that's because that's how it works. I don't.
So what's this thing? Well, I thought my website was WordPress. Well, it is. But I've got another thing sitting on top of that that's called a theme that changes how things work. And they've chosen to do it this way.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So I've been hanging with Mike Jones. And
naturally.
Who?
Been showing him. Exactly. I said Mike Jones. He's a couple of times said, yeah, you should just do my website or whatever. How do you go about getting a VIP? Like, is that just a certain cost? Like, or is that just because you're a celebrity? How does that all go about with automatic? Or how much does it cost to get a VIP WordPress and have them do it or what?
Yeah, so let me double checking whether they have.
Well, isn't it like $4,000 a month or something at the entry level?
I mean, it's definitely more expensive, but I'm curious whether they list it somewhere.
I thought you'd be invited. I mean, for that case, Nick, I would definitely try out WP Engine or Zippy Kid or one of the other, you know, managed
I mean, there's no doubt if I were
there's
to...
I put their pricing page into the...
Okay, because there's no doubt if I were to, you know, try to do a website for him, it would have to be on its own server, and it would probably have to have several nodes, because he's getting so many freaking... I mean, he's got so many fans, it's ridiculous, and he's...
So for those that might be listening here, the WordPress.com VIP software as a service hosting, you know, operating off of WordPress.com is $3,750 a month to self-host it and have VIP basically be a part of that is $15,000 a year. So,
which for someone that's making a lot of money is not a
problem. Well, I mean, but the self-hosted option, though, I mean, you're going to need to basically run your own infrastructure, which if you're going that route for hosting and stuff, it makes more sense, I think, to stick to .com. But, I mean, if you know, keep in mind, though, that going the WordPress.com route, there are only certain, you know, VIP, even VIP on WordPress.com, it doesn't operate like WordPress.org, where it's kind of the Wild West. There are only a handful of developers who do WordPress.com VIP projects.
Right.
So
and
I mean,
it's a
whole other.
Curious.
Yeah.
It's a whole different element, and that's why I was asking about it because I don't think. I mean, if you like, we talked about, I think even last week, if you look at his website, there's nothing great about it. It's just about being able to kind of handle all the traffic. I mean, he doesn't. When I talk to him, it's like he's like, I don't care about it. I want it to look a certain way, but that look isn't like hard to accomplish. And so mm-hmm. it's something that I could probably do, but it's. As far as the traffic, I mean, I'd have to obviously do some research to figure out, okay, how much is this going to cost me to get in the kind of hosting, or do I even want to do that? Or
yeah,
that's probably
the bigger question to ask because.
Which I don't technically want to do it, but what's the best option if I don't want to do it? Is VIP the best option? Is it just getting a Pagely thing, which is more expensive or.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to figure that out because, you know, obviously the first thing that somebody ask you is, well, how much is this going to cost? He's like, first thing he said is like $500 a month. And I was like, dude, I'll build you a website for less than $500 a month, dude. But he's asking an all inclusive thing because the record label he was on before took care of all that.
I see.
Well, I mean, definitely. I think, Grog's here made the point that, you know, once you start getting $100K hits a month or more, I think all three of those big name kind of WordPress managed people kind of start to peter out. And don't want to deal with it. I mean, WP Engine says we'll never take your site down, but you got to wonder at what point
you just pay more. They won't. I mean, yeah. It's not like you're going to exceed what they can handle. You're just going to need to pay more for the traffic. I mean, that's the only way you can go wrong setting somebody up with a website that needs to worry about traffic is to set them up on a shared host. That's the only way you can.
There's no way I would do that. But
right.
My point is, I'm trying to figure out the best way to pitch this to him because I would love to have him on a resume sheet or whatever that says, you know, I did Mike Jones' website, and I'd love to actually kind of do some of the posting and stuff for him because that's something he's talked about with me personally. And so, you know, he doesn't have too many people in his life that are in this side of the world, like as far as internet technology and web technology.
I mean,
so
I don't know as far. I mean, what's he hosting with right now? Is he even on WordPress? I guess it's.
Oh, he's not on WordPress,
yeah,
and he doesn't really know these things because he's never had to deal with them. And now that he's complete, I mean, he's looking for another major label.
Well, in that case, the nice part is you don't have to pitch very much at all. You just have to pitch him trusting you and then do it for him.
That's exactly right. And
he
already pretty much is there. It's just that I want to be able to give him kind of a heads up of like, okay, this is how much it's going to be per month. Or this is what it's going to be like total or.
Yeah. I mean, you can, I would, you know, if you can find out what his traffic is, compare it to the managed hosts out there, line up the price and say, that's exactly what it's going to be, but it could go up.
Yeah.
And then.
Cause what I've ultimately been able to sell him on is the fact that, you know, owning your own stuff and having control of it or having someone you trust control of it, you know, have control of it is a lot easier when you're out on the road and touring and you want to upload a photo or post a video or upload new music, it's like you don't have to send it to your label or this big conglomerate company that's going to take 3 weeks to put this stuff up for you.
Right, yeah.
And so obviously he's sold on that. So then it's like, okay, well, you know, if you would want me to be that person, I need to be able to tell you, okay, this is what it's going to take. And sure. on that level, I do not. And I've never experienced that kind of traffic. I don't think any of us have. So, I was just trying to see if anybody had any good advice. So,
I think the episode title is Theme Woot.
Yes.
I think that's
Theme Woot.
Theme Woot. There was also Ultimagically, but.
Who said that? Me?
Yeah.
I don't even realize.
You meant to be saying it like ultimately, and it kind of came out Ultimagically.
Yeah, I did eventually say it, yeah, but I think I fubbed the word or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this episode should be called, like, Justin's a Robot.
You had, I would say, probably a third of the time you were talking, you were robot voice.
Really?
Yeah.
That's super pissing me off.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's got to be some sort of throttling or some sort of, I don't know what it is, but it's definitely something.
Yeah, I don't know. But when it disconnects finally, when it finally completely crapped out, it, like, I was unable to browse. So something screwed up with Frontier is all I can figure out.
Gotcha.
So July comes Comcast, so 2 more months of this trash.
Gotcha. Okay.